Hello, my Black love lovelies. Welcome back. I mean, this episode, we shed so many tears and we also overcame addiction. Find out more watching After Buzz. Well, hello, hello, ladies.
Hello.
And hello to all of you. Welcome back to Black Love Season 3, Episode 3, Emerging from Darkness. And we have overcame so much with our couples, but I couldn't be here without my lovely co-host. And I am Zakiya, just to let you guys know. And we have Erica. She has been watching Black Love from since the beginning.
I have. It's been great. I love Black Love. Not only this documentary, but what Black Love stands for, so...
Amazing.
Happy to be here with you guys.
Yes, and we have Raven.
Hello, hello.
Yes, guys, so if you didn't know, Raven is actually our Black Love relationship counselor. She is in a relationship of her own, and we love to hear so much insight from her.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm here to give it.
Amazing, guys. Amazing. So we are here again just talking about the episode. We had so much going on. We had 5 couples, and one was even a new couple. So we had Chris and Maddie, Michael and Mecca, Quincy and DeAndre, Rebecca and Terry, and then our new couple, Ricky and Amy. And I mean, this episode, we went through marriage and the shifts of emotions. We went through dealing with obstacles and addiction, and along with just loving ourselves. But overall, how did you ladies, like, what did you think of the episode?
It's so crazy because I was sitting here with you as we were watching it and thinking, wow, this episode is so emotional, but I appreciate everyone's honesty, right, talking about the hardships that they've encountered, whether it was miscarriages or addiction. And I appreciate hearing those type of stories because, again, it just reminds me that in any given relationship, you're going to have hardship. Mm-hmm. You're going to experience some sort of obstacle that you and your partner have to actively work through. And it was just good to see how, in many ways, they've encountered these obstacles, right, but also came back together and said, you know what? We love each other enough to get through this together.
Preach this to Erica.
So I love it. I am such a sucker for love.
Yes. Okay, Raven, what are your overall thoughts?
I thought it was heavy, too. I was like, they're really going in. Even with, is it Ricky? We knew, well, at least I knew about his addiction just because of New Edition. But for his wife to also be so open about the fact that she also was using whatever she was using. And Terry and his wife, just the openness of everything and hearing about people's separation and them willing to share that information with us.
Yes.
Shows a lot of the healing that they went through and that the fighting that they did to keep their relationships, because someone said it, I don't know what couple, I think it was the writer, the producer, where he realized how much he fights in business, and it's like, well, fight for this, fight for it. We give up so easy on the relationship, and we'll fight for anything else. So I thought that was really insightful. I thought that was cool.
Yes, and speaking of openness and then fighting for what we want, we saw again that shift from they were married, and now they're into something deeper. And we even saw that shift with Maddie and Chris when they suffered from the miscarriage. Mm-hmm. And also that shift where Mecca realized that she had a problem with her autoimmune disease and it affected her relationship. What shifts did you guys see within our fabulous 5 couples this season that you want to speak of?
Yeah, just going back to Maddie and Chris and having to go through the miscarriage, I think I've heard a lot of stories similar to theirs in that, you know, when you go through a miscarriage, you do tend to drift away from your partner. And hearing how they were even considering divorce, you know, and Maddie and Chris were doing their own separate things in terms of dealing with the miscarriage differently. And so it was tough to hear that, but I think that it resonates with so many couples out there who might be going through similar situations. So I think I just appreciate their honesty and knowing, like, you know, you can get through the worst of times if you truly love that person. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you guys think?
Very true.
Yeah, all of it was really good. But for Terry and his wife, I always like to listen to people when they overcome infidelity, because in my mind, that's a deal breaker. So to multiple infidelities, in this case, different types, her openness, she said, you know, her faith helped her because she listened to God and what God told her to do. But just even the willingness, that I feel like that is so difficult to have your partner have been intimate with someone. And then how do you regain that intimacy back? Because
and the trust.
Yes.
How do you gain the trust back?
Yes.
So listening to her and just her willingness to love him, because I guess it's a difference from the outside looking in from someone being abusive as far as infidelity mm-hmm. and someone making a mistake mm-hmm. and just needing to be whole and healing. And she was willing to see that he just needed healing. He wasn't a cheater in the abusive type of way, you know? Mm-hmm. So, that was really interesting to watch.
And speaking of abuse, we saw DeAndre and Quincy, who they suffered tremendously. And in regards to first, they didn't have any boundaries with their relationship. So we know for male and female, it's like, I know not to hit her, I know mm-hmm. not to hit him. But for them, they're like, okay, like, bro, let's fight, in mm-hmm. a sense. Just that abuse and that shift and change of emotions. How do you feel about their relationship and like those boundaries that they had a lack of?
I think they mentioned that they used to argue all the time mm-hmm. And how they spoke of therapy for years and it took years before they actually went to therapy. So we see in many of the couples that therapy was what mm-hmm. helped in bringing them back together and them dealing with their issues. So I think, you know, therapy is definitely something that we all should utilize. It's not something that, you know, should be frowned upon or, oh, you're crazy. Like, mm-hmm. make use of the resources mm-hmm. that you do have.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
And I thought I never thought of that they, just because times are starting to change, there was no example for them.
Exactly.
Like, a man knows not to hit a woman in most cases, but men and men fight all the time. Mm-hmm. So now men in a relationship, it's like, why shouldn't we fight? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that was really interesting to hear.
Yeah. Yes. And then, so we get so deep in this episode, we start to overcome addiction or even just deal with addiction and deal with obstacles. And we heard of Terry's addiction with his pornography. And then we also heard of Ricky and Amy's addiction with drugs. Mm-hmm. And it's such a dark moment, but it was so important for them to tell us. I'm like, what are your guys' thoughts on the addictions within the couples?
Porn, I felt like, I don't think most people will see that as an issue, but going back to intimacy, I think it's one of those things that keep people from being intimate.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. it is, I don't think, at least me personally, I don't think it's necessary. It's a different thing. It's not love. Mm-hmm. So I think it's an easy escape. I don't think men see it as an addiction. I think most men might even see it as natural, like, because they're visual.
Right.
So even for him, he's just a different type of dude, just in his own willingness to be vulnerable because of what he felt for her.
Right.
I don't know if I see guys express themselves the way he does, even outside of her, the way he's expressive just on television and in mm-hmm. life, the way he communicates. I don't know if I see that many guys be that open. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just kudos to him that he wants to be better. And that's kind of the first step. You have to want to be better.
Right.
At least for yourself too. So I thought that was good for them to bring that up. I don't know if they discussed like, hey, if there's anything off limits,
mm-hmm. right.
But I thought that was really cool because I feel like it's a stigma within men
to not be vulnerable.
Right. So I was like, I like Terry for this. Mm-hmm. I like this.
And to not think of porn as a bad thing because his porn led to his infidelity. Mm-hmm. It led to him cheating, as I would assume. So it led to him having those relationships with women that he shouldn't have had.
Mm-hmm. And he mentioned that pornography was an issue before his wife.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you and I talked a little bit about this before the show, but he was putting on a facade, for lack of better words. He didn't necessarily want to show his wife, going into their relationship, who he truly was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when all of this was uncovered, she decided to love him anyway. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was so beautiful because a lot of us, or I've at least experienced it, where I was afraid of showing somebody who I was really interested in my mm-hmm. true self. Because I'm like, what if they don't like the different kinks that I have mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. the issues that I've encountered? But finding someone who says, you know what, even in those kinks, in those issues, I love you anyway.
Right.
That's love.
It is.
And right. so we see that in Rebecca. So I yes. really appreciate their mm-hmm. relationship and how honest they've been.
True. And I think it's so important also in just being honest and overcoming those addictions. We saw that Ricky and Amy kind of, she didn't know they both didn't know of their addictions prior to their relationship. They kind mm-hmm. of got into that addiction together with mm-hmm. drugs. And we saw the support that she eventually had to have for Ricky. But also, you saw that she kind of led him to that water as well. So mm-hmm. how do you feel about their relationship and that addiction that they had to break together, essentially?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She broke her addiction before he did, correct?
Yes.
Yes, she did it for him because she saw he was worse. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, I got to stop and save him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think she didn't use these terms, but she seemed more functional.
Yes.
Where he was, you know, personality had changed. He needed it to do things. I don't think she probably still used it recreationally mm-hmm. or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I think it's something important to talk about because I think, like, a lot of people are ashamed of their past, especially with drugs or any type of addiction, whether mm-hmm. it's drugs or pornography, and to know that your partner is struggling with that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very important that we do find those things that help us and find our partners who are willing to help us. And just speaking of, like, willing to help us and willing to grow, we had people within those relationships, they had to end up loving themselves. Where Terry, he talked about how he had to end up loving himself in order to be a better man to his wife. Mm-hmm. And Mecca with the same thing, where she found meditation mm-hmm. in order to help her relationship. And I thought that was so crazy to understand that she became not really, because I love meditation, so mm-hmm. I'm also a meditation person. But to understand that her changing herself reflected onto her husband and he stayed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what do you guys think of that relationship, those relationships and those changes and loving yourself and then also being able to love your partner?
I think it starts with the loving yourself.
Yeah.
You have to mm-hmm. love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, how can you expect anyone else to love you?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And mm-hmm. so I appreciate Mecca and Michael too. We haven't talked a lot about them, but in that they were actually going through the process of divorce mm-hmm. and Mecca lost her aunt and yes. reached out to him, because obviously I would imagine he also knew her family, and right. he showed up and she said at the airport they saw each other and it was like love at first sight again.
For her,
yeah, like, for her. Because I think he was at a point where he was like, this is yes. just not working, mm-hmm. like, whatever. And I think he was also exploring other mm-hmm. women at that yeah. time. And I just thought it was beautiful because it started with her saying, you know what, I have an issue. I'm going to use meditation as my way of finding out, like, what I need to improve mm-hmm. on. And mm-hmm. so she took that time and it worked and they're still together. So yeah. that's beautiful.
She made a good point because, well, from the previous episodes, we knew she was the girl that she was going to get this man. You know, yes. she was like red dress front and center. She did all of those things. But I feel like it was key when she said she didn't realize the issues that she had not dealt with, because mm-hmm. she almost sounded a little maybe verbally abusive in the way he described how she would speak to him and the things that she would do. But like, from having male friends, something that he said I hear all the time, which is, I'm like, you guys are so good together. Why aren't you better propose to her? And it's like, Frenchie, some of my friends call me Frenchie, women change when you marry them. Like so I don't know if that expectation changes. I don't know what happens, but it's like when they're dating, it's like, she's so cool. We mm-hmm. get along. Then you get married and it's like, whoa, what's, right. why did it change? What was the shift? I don't know what that dynamic is that happens for people, but he expressed that. He was like, yeah, this is, I gotta go.
Exactly. And for her, it was, she was on a lot of medication, mm-hmm, which
right.
was,
mm-hmm.
creating chemical imbalances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She had like an autoimmune disease where she was taking medication. She said she stopped taking
yes,
them.
Yes, I was just yes. about to say kudos mm-hmm. to her
yes.
for the
yes.
full healing. Like
right.
allowing her body to do what it needs to do without the medication. That's that's major.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
And speaking of major changes, we also seen Chris and Maddie, who had to overcome a miscarriage, and they were on the brink of being not together, mm-hmm. and they had to adapt and make a major change within themselves mm-hmm. in a relationship and actually relearn each other. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on their shift and their love that they eventually came back together?
Did they physically separate?
They did. Yes, they almost separated. Yeah. Okay.
And I remember them both sharing in this episode, you know, they loved each other, but it got to a point where they didn't like each other.
Oh, yes, he said mm-hmm. he didn't like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, I wonder in relationship, because I'm not going to say I've never been in relationship, but like that serious of a relationship to say, I love you, but I don't like you. You know, like mm-hmm. how do you go back to liking the person?
Right. Yes. I've never been in that place to not like a person anymore. It's just, it doesn't work. And so we don't work, but right. to get to a place of not liking yeah. and then having to get back, I guess if you like the person in the beginning, mm-hmm. you understand that it's, especially they had children at this point. Mm-hmm. So it's like, she made a good point in saying, I do not want this to be the reason.
Yes.
Because it's
yes.
fixable. It's not something that's not fixable. Mm-hmm. It's we're going through whatever we're going through. And I think they let it linger for too long. Because yeah. he said 5 years mm-hmm. without like the therapy that you talked about right. or those things to bring it back together. But I didn't even think about that. 5 years?
It's a long time.
That's a long time.
That is.
And their situation kind of reminds me of something that I heard of. And it's like, you can't grow without being buried and watered, and mm-hmm. then you see growth. So mm-hmm. it took all of these couples to emerge from darkness mm-hmm. and in order to grow within themselves. Mm-hmm. But just speaking of growing, guys, we have a fabulous announcement from Raven.
Yes, guys. Jennifer J., if you are out there, we saw your comment, girl, and saying that you feel like it would be, the show is great,
yes.
but you would love if it was a married person. Or a male voice on the show, and I'm gonna reach out to you. I'm gonna comment. I didn't get a chance to reply, but thank you so much for watching the show. I hope you're watching right now, and thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV yes. talk. If you are watching right now on YouTube, go ahead, subscribe, hit those thumbs up. If you're listening on iTunes, go ahead and give us those 5 stars. Wherever you are listening, please comment. We really enjoy the comments because this is a show we are all crazy about. We love doing it. We wish it were longer. Cody, Tommy, if you're listening, we wish it were longer. So yeah, keep on watching and we'll see you guys next week.
Yes, guys, keep watching. And let's talk about finding solutions because our couples... they went through so much, but then they were able to find the solutions. Mm-hmm. And these are the solutions to help us grow, which is liking and everything else. But mm-hmm. these couples were able to find solutions in order to continue their growth. Mm-hmm. So therapy was detrimental in all of the couples' relationships. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think of therapy, especially with the couples?
I'm here for therapy.
Yeah,
I am. I've never tried it. I feel like it's such a search. If someone could say, tell me, like, yeah, this person is great. Mm-hmm. That's a hard thing, person to find that you kind of match with, I guess. Because mm-hmm. I have thought about it, but I just haven't had the time to do the research. But I think, especially with our culture now and what's happening in mental illness and people not having ways to cope. I really think it's almost necessary. And there are so many other avenues, even if you don't have insurance. There are other ways that you can seek out therapy through different organizations, but I think it's really a great tool. Also, meditation
yes.
is a great tool.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When she mentioned meditation, I was like, I gotta get on this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something that I do, but not regularly. Mm-hmm. And so I think meditation along with therapy would be super beneficial for any couples, mm-hmm. whether you're married, in a serious relationship, thinking mm-hmm. about it, whatever. So I appreciate them even mentioning therapy because
yeah.
it's right. like, okay, we can normalize it, you right. know? If it's mentioned on a show like this that's so popular, like
right.
maybe more yes. people will think about it.
Because yes. the common thread in all the couples is in a relationship, you're an individual. Mm-hmm. And we lose sight of that when we get into a relationship. But that person is that person and you're your person. or you or whoever you are, and you have to stay on that journey.
Yes.
Just the way she meditated and that helped him grow. That's her staying on her journey. Mm-hmm. Right. And then we just happen to be together and be intimate and all whatever other things that comes with the relationship. But I think if you're watching the show and if you're listening to us, individual therapy now, whether you're in a relationship or not, because the common thread has been people saying things like, I didn't know I had that. I didn't know why. Mm-hmm. And you know, and then you realize it in a relationship. We all have, if you're born and you lived, you got issues.
Yes.
So right. Just start therapy now.
Yeah. Agreed. Completely agree, guys. Mm-hmm. Start therapy. Therapy is something that helped the couples that we've seen today. And also, like they were saying, it was something that in our community, in Black love, mm-hmm. period, therapy is like, oh my God, you gotta mm-hmm. go to therapy. Yeah. But it's something that essentially needs to be done, especially when you're with an individual for mm-hmm. so long. It's like only so much you can take right. of right. the individual without learning how to cope with them. Right. And sometimes you need that expert advice. Mm-hmm. So I agree completely. But we're about to get into some fun things. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun things, guys. We're gonna shake it up a little bit. Shake it up. And we have a Guess Who Couples Edition.
Yes, I love this game. I get all serious about it.
She does, guys. So if you don't know, this is our special segment, and I spit out a few facts and they have to guess the couples. So
was made. Oh.
So, I gotta get my facts. Okay.
I'm ready.
So, this couple, they were on one of the Black Love episodes.
Okay.
Okay? Anybody got any guesses?
It's too many.
It's so many.
Can you say Black Love season?
Nope. I can't do that. All right. So, she was there for him through his dark times, and we talked a lot about dark times in college, and also through his dark times in the NFL.
Oh, goodness. It was the first episode,
I think. Didn't too long.
Not the Ellis's.
All right. Oh.
Oh. Is it the Ellis's?
Oh, yeah. Yes. So it was the Ellis's. It was Kadeem. And it was Davell Ellis. And also another fact was, you guessed that too fast. You looked at my answers.
Okay. I was thinking NFL. No, I went to the summit that they were at.
Okay.
So he talked a lot about how she supported him. He actually cried when he talked about yes. how much she supported
they're
him.
They're so beautiful.
Because he said, with much like the drug and stuff, he said he was a horrible person. He mm-hmm. said what was happening to his body and things, he was out of himself. Mm-hmm. And she still stood by him and helped him.
Yes.
So I was like, oh.
Guys, look out for the Ellis's. They're so beautiful. They even have a podcast called Deadass. And if you have not listened to their podcast, it's hilarious. It's like, I listen to it at work. Like, and literally, it's called Deadass. So,
I'm going to listen to that.
Me too. At work. Yes. So that was it. But I heard you got some news for us.
You
a little
know,
bit of news.
I got a little something for you guys. So up first, we have Terry Crews. He's actually a host for America's Got Talent. Did you guys know that?
I did not.
No. I did not know that.
Because it went from Nick to Tyra. Right? Nick, then Tyra, now him?
I don't.
Is that the same show, America's Got Talent?
But yes, he's a host, as we see on his Instagram. Nice. Every hashtag has been AGT, so okay. I am here for it.
Okay, Terry, with the hosting.
Collect those coins.
I see
Terry.
That, too. Yeah.
And then we have Michael, who's working with some pretty cool actors. He's actually a screenwriter himself, which I didn't know, but he's working with Seth the Entertainer. And Devon Franklin.
Okay.
That's Megan's husband?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
And then I also wanted to show this picture of Chris and Maddie's family. So beautiful.
Oh,
they have two girls who are adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, you know what? I just have to share this because look at this Black love just thriving in its excellence.
And she looks so pretty.
Yes.
So pretty.
She's gorgeous. Their family is gorgeous. I love family photos. Me too. And, oh my gosh.
And I'm obsessed with babies and kids. And I just, ugh. Okay.
Yes.
And then Black Love Doc, they actually posted to their Instagram this quote. And I wanted us to talk a little bit about it. It says, you don't want your pain to pick your partner. So they posted that after last night's episode. What do you guys think of that quote? You don't
That's
want
real.
Your pain to it pick is real. Your partner. I mean, we don't see that in any of these couples, I don't think. I don't get that from them.
I don't know.
Their pain picking their partner? I don't see
that. I think you are what you attract. So, like, sometimes if you, like, are projecting so much pain in your personal daily day-to-day without even realizing, you can attract that mm-hmm. same pain. So, like you said, it's good to have therapy. It's good to, like, self-love and self-therapy mm-hmm. and just start realizing who you are as a person so you attract that right person. Yeah. So, I think it's very true that you can attract someone from your pain and not even realize it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That is... That's a heavy comment because I think it's an unconscious thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think people, and then you kind of can end up in toxic situations. I don't think it's consciously like, I know this kind of thing is unhealthy and I go seek that same thing. Okay. I think it's more like what she's saying. It's that just something sense. That's internal. And so you're attracting that thing right back to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Even in my own situation, which we'll talk about after the show.
We these got couples, the reason it's not as evident in the couples is because they're willing to heal.
Yes. Yeah. And I think they went through it together. Mm-hmm. Like you, yeah, mm-hmm. so healing and went through it together. Yeah. For sure. Oh my gosh, guys, we're about to get deep here. I'm going to cry. But what are our predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Let's see.
This show is hard to predict.
It's so hard. Yes. It's impossible.
Cody, Tommy, come listen to me. If we're just seeing a couple right now mm-hmm. for the first time,
yes.
it has to be more footage.
Yes.
Right.
Give us more. Please.
I guess at this moment, we don't even want to predict. We just want more.
Right. That's it. That's yes. all we request.
Where is it? Longer seasons.
Longer seasons in the future. Yes. Yes. Let's put that out there.
But what, did you have anything else?
I predict... Okay, so this episode is emerging from darkness. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the next episode... I think they did well in talking in this episode about, like, you know, how they... resolve their issues, but in next episode I probably would like for them to talk maybe a little bit more about their self-love process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because we hit on that a little bit here, mm-hmm. but I would just like a little bit more
mm-hmm.
for yeah. my own personal
same. I'm hoping for some light now that yes. we got through this darkness and now we're in the sunshine and we yeah. have rainbows and unicorns. Like, yes. I want something fuzzy.
Yeah.
But I'm predicting that for sure.
Fuzziness. Yes.
We'll see. Exactly. We will see. And again, we love doing what we do best is coming to you guys and talking about Black love. So make sure you comment, you enter, and just let us know what you guys think. But that is the end of us, ladies. I have so much fun here with you guys. I'm your host, Zakiya Wilbert. You can find me at Zakiya_. I also host Bring the Funny on Tuesdays. And I also host David Makes Man on Wednesday. So check it out.
Hey, guys. And you can follow me on all social media at Erica with a K, only a K, Joy, J-O-I, TV.
And you can find me on all social media, Raven with an I, R-A-I-V-E-N, Raven French, all social media.
Yes. Yes. Until then, guys, buzz you later. Buzz TV.